dále.
Na Hradě Čín.
Neskreslené informování veřejnosti stranící vám.
Má vláda, lidé se k tobě navrátila.
Pravidelné informování veřejnosti o událostech zahraničí, které mají přímý dopad na naši společnost a jsou ignorované mainstreamovými médii. Otevřená diskuze o tabuizovaných a cenzurovaných
tématech.
Posloucháte Svobodný vysílač. CS.
Krásný den, milí posluchači Svobodného vysílače. Dnes mám pro vás velice milého hosta. Je jím paní Rada Uvarovová, manželka světoznámého egyptologa a odborníka na pyramidy, pana doktora Valery Uvarova. Rada Uvarovová přijala pozvání do našeho pořadu a přislíbila odpovědět na naše otázky týkající se jejího projektu s názvem Kosmické miminko. Krásný den, paní Rado.
Dobrý večer.
Paní Rado, pod vaší záštitou probíhá projekt s názvem Cosmic Baby, neboli Kosmické miminko. Na jaké teorii je tento projekt založený?
Rada, pod vašim pokroviteľstvom сейчас проходит проект под названием «Космический ребенок». На какой теории он основан?
Данная теория основывается на древнем знании, которое прослеживается у многих цивилизаций, которые...
Данная метода є заложена на познатках стародавних цивилизаций, которые су видительны в...
которые развивались на нашей планете.
Которые были развивали на нашей планете.
Египетская, славянская, шумерская.
Египетская, славянская, шумерская.
И это знание сводится к знанию о циклах нашей планеты, циклах космических.
Эти ведомости закладаю на знаностях о циклах, природных циклах, циклах нашей планеты.
Женских циклах.
Так те же женских циклах.
И их взаимодействие.
А их способствование один с другим.
На основе этой информации нами было разработано приложение, которое поможет каждой женщине рассчитать эти циклы индивидуально.
На základe týchto informácií bola vypracovaná aplikácia, ktorá pomôže každej žene na základe jej cyklov vypočítať najvhodnejší dátum na narodenie.
Для рождения умного, здорового, интеллектуально развитого ребёнка.
Na porodenie zdravého, chytrého, intelektuálne vyvinutého dieťaťa.
Je táto metoda dielom vašeho muže, nebo je to vaša spoločná práca?
Является ли этот метод трудом вашего мужа или это совместный труд?
Это совместный труд не только мой с Валерием Уваровым, но и наших детей. Часть информации и идей давал Валерий Уваров, часть информации была получена мной в результате моей работы и
daná práca bola spoločná. Časť informácií poskytol môj muž, časť som poskytla ja a tento projekt sme robili aj spolu s našimi deťmi.
Samo priloženie rozrobotil starší syn.
Samotnú aplikáciu, ten kód napísal môj starší syn.
Ktorému 15 let сейчас.
Ktorý má teraz 15 rokov.
Jak byla táto metoda testována?
A jak byl tento metod protestirovaný?
Сначала мы тестировали, естественно, это в рамках своей семьи.
Najprv sme to testovali v rámci našej rodiny.
Потом наши друзья, зная о том, чем мы занимаемся, использовали данную информацию, и мы видели, какие дети получают в результате этого.
А потом наши камарати, ведяц о том, на чём працуеме, použили tieto informácie a my sme videli, aké deti sa následne narodili.
И сейчас мной ведется сбор данных для анализа о успеваемости таких детей в школах.
А teraz zbieram data o tom, aký prospech, ako sa darí v škole takýmto deťom.
Ну, рождённых не в результате использования приложений, а естественным путём, случайным образом именно с попаданием в эти циклы.
Ale nie deti, ktoré by boli počaté a ktoré by sa narodili v súlade s touto aplikáciou, ale také, ktoré sa tak narodili náhodou v tie potrebné dátumy, tie vhodné v tú vhodnú dobu.
Setkala ste sa niekdy s názorem, že sa touto metodou zasahuje do prirodzeného stvořiteľova díla a tedy Boží vúle?
Встретили себя когда-нибудь с мнением, что этот метод интерферирует, является чем-то неестественным в рамках Божьего промысла естественного?
Ну, такое мнение никто нам не высказывал. Такая точка зрения, такая идея, естественно, возникала у меня, как у человека, который, в принципе, реализовал данную информацию, материализовал данную информацию, позволил ее использовать в современном мире.
Затем мы с такими мышлениями не встретили, никто нам это не говорил, но я сама над этим замышляла, насколько этот способ použила, материализовала в том свете.
И ответом на данный вопрос будет моя личная точка зрения.
А ответом на эту вопроску будет мой властный назор.
Пара, которым не суждено зачинать детей по использованию данных принципов.
Эту вопроску сам си покладала я особне, а мислим си, же те páry, ktorým nie je súdené, aby počali dieťa na základe týchto princípov.
Не представится возможным использовать данную информацию в реальной жизни.
Sa nepodarí použiť túto informáciu, tieto vedomosti v skutočnom živote.
И этому будет предшествовать просто ряд обстоятельств.
Bude tomu predchádzať rada okolností.
A jakým způsobem se naši posluchači a čtenáři mohou s touto staronovou aplikací kosmického dítěte seznámit?
Jak mohou to slušitelé poznakovat se s tím metodem starým, novým?
Poznakovat se možno na sajtě, který nazývá se cosmicbaby.ru.
Můžu se s ním stretnout, najít ho na stránkách, které mají název cosmicbaby.ru.
На этом же сайте есть ссылка для скачивания приложения.
На этой странке есть отказ на стягнутие аппликации.
Для Android и для App Store.
Pre Android и pre App Store.
Jaké vstupní údaje budou potřeba pro zadání do té aplikace, abychom dostali to konkrétní datum?
Какие вступительные информации нужно написать в приложении, чтобы получить дату определенную?
Нужна дата рождения ваша, точная вашего партнера.
Су потребны датум народения ваш, а вашего партнера, пресные.
Знание о длине вашего цикла женского.
Информация о длине вашего женского цикла.
Вы должны указать, есть ли хронические заболевания у вас или у вашего партнера.
Могли бы вы увесть, чи вы, або ваш партнер ма някакие хронические хвороби?
Затем на основании этих данных с использованием и с наложением космических, земных и женских циклов, лунных и ряда других, осуществляется расчет.
Потом на закладе прелинания, накладания циклов женских, космических, а поземских будет вести выпочет потребного датума.
Также и биологических циклов, индивидуальных биологических циклов.
Су то зарятаны индивидуальные биологические циклы.
A je ještě něco dalšího, co by naši posluchači měli o této aplikaci vědět a o čem jsme tady zatím nehovořili?
Есть еще что-нибудь, что было бы интересным, нужным для слушателей, о чем мы пока не говорили?
Да, есть важная информация, касающаяся того, что если вы воспользуетесь приложением...
Есть тоже информация, касающаяся того, как используете аппликацию.
И введете необходимую информацию для получения дат.
A napíšete, uvedete tam potrebnú informáciu na to, aby ste dostali dátum.
To blagoprijatných dní môže neokazáť sa.
Niekedy sa môže stať, že vhodné dni nebudú žiadne.
Это, скорее всего, связано с наличием у вас нарушений ваших индивидуальных циклов.
Je to pravdepodobne spojené s tým, že vaše ženské cykly sú narušené.
Biologické.
Biologické cykly majú nejaké narušenia.
И необходимо провести корректировку.
A je potrebné upraviť svoje zdravie, skorigovať.
A zatím popróbovať znova сделать расчет, так как, скорее всего, длина ваших циклов изменится.
А потом снова уробить выпочет, насколько длжка ваших циклов са опять змени.
Я вам moc krát děkuji за ваш час, за ваши отповеди.
Огромное спасибо за ваше время, Рада.
Было очень приятно с вами познакомиться и прийти ответить на все ваши вопросы. Мне также будет очень приятно, если вы воспользуетесь данной информацией, она принесет вам счастье, пользу и здоровье вашему будущему малышу.
Было очень приятно для меня зазнамиться с вами и отповедать все ваши вопросы. А прием вам, чтобы вы получили аппликацию и чтобы принесла вашему бабетку здоровье, ужиток.
Každý má svého anděla. Strážného anděla, který nás hlídá. Nevíme, v jaké podobě se objeví. Jednou jako stařec. Jindy jako holčička. Ale nenechte se jejich podobou zmást. Můžou být stejně děsiví jako nějaký drak. Ale nejsou tu od toho, aby bojovali naše bitvy. Jen nám našeptávají do srdcí a připomínají, že jsme to my. Je to na každém z nás. My máme moc nad světem, který tvoříme. A nakonec tahle otázka. Tajemství toho, čí příběh to bude. A kdo zatáhne oponu? Kdo vlastně určuje naše taneční kroky? Kdo nás dohání k šílenství? Kdo nás bičuje neúspěchy a korunuje vítězstvím, když přežijeme nemožné? Kdo je to? Kdo dělá tyhle věci? Kdo ctí ty, které milujeme, život jenž žijeme? Kdo posílá příšery, které nás zabíjejí a současně zpívá, že nikdy nezemřeme? Kdo nás učí, co je skutečné a jak se smát lžím? Kdo určuje, proč žijeme a za obranu čeho zemřeme? Kdo nás spojuje? A kdo drží klíč, jenž nám dá svobodu? Vy. Vy máte všechny zbraně, které potřebujete. Tak bojujte.
Posloucháte Svobodný vysílač Česku.
Dnes mám pro vás opravdu zajímavého hosta. Je jím světoznámý egyptolog, ufolog a ezoterik, pan doktor Valery Uvarov. Krásný den, pane doktore. Pan doktor Uvarov je autorem mnoha publikací o starověkém Egyptě, pyramidách a mimozemských civilizacích. Účastní se mezinárodních konferencí a pořádá semináře po celém světě o účincích působení pyramid na lidské zdraví a možnostech využití těchto energií pro náš prospěch. So your biggest passion is the worldwide pyramid and you are focusing on their influence of human organism, right? What was the beginning of your journey? How did you get to this topic?
One hand, it was pretty long story. And as you mentioned during the beginning, I was engaged in UFO, practical UFO research for many, many years. And I was researcher a little bit different to anybody else because I was not sitting near the table and reading the books or articles. I was practically traveling all over the world, especially after one or another events which people reported, or militaries reported, because I have been in a pretty close contact later on with those who was investigating and watching UFO activity all over the Russia. I'm talking about military officers, military services, let's say like this, because they were very open for cooperation, and they gave me possibility to see the archives. So, and when I got report about one or another very hot case, I was traveling, trying to investigate the traces, and shortly I would complete this part that during my investigation of UFO activity all over the world, I came to a strict conclusion that UFOs are very specific about pyramids, because later on, when we built the first pyramid, next moment this pyramid had been visited by UFO. And even this year, when we completed four more pyramids in Tomsk, and that were four very special devices which we installed in the corners of the big complex, which is covering almost 80 hectares. This is the area where we built 13 pyramids as the center, as the heart of the city. Next moment appeared a pretty big UFO in the form of a light bulb, which was hovering in the corners for 2 minutes. It was flying over the complex, and we noticed that they are critically interested in pyramids. And I also noticed that pyramids played decisive role in the development of our previous civilization, and everybody who is more or less is interested in the topic, they know that in reality there are thousands of pyramids all over the world. And here a normal question appears: why? Why so much? They are so different. You will never find two equal pyramids. What's the reason stands behind it? So it was the moment of very deep stimulation of my interest, and I started to learn from any possible sources, not only on the level of reading, not on the level of materials which we have got from ancient civilization. Also, I was deeply interested to see what stands behind it using present modern scientific basis. That's why I had to learn a lot from medicine also. And then later we did a lot of medical experiments with the pyramid. And as a result, we have found out that pyramids can play, and I'm sure now will play, very important, decisive role in the development of consciousness of our civilization. That in general the reason why I'm so interested about the pyramid. And especially I am interested in giving or creating a special energetic environment for kids. I know that kids in this energy of pyramids, they became so healthy, they became so clever, they think so fast, they became just perfect. But as long as I like kids, I spend all my life now trying to gather as much knowledge as possible, to share as much knowledge as possible with other people who is interested in this topic, and try to build as much pyramids as possible all over the world. But now, up till today, we are building pyramids in Russia. And I hope soon we will start build pyramids in Europe also.
Mm-hmm. So you build pyramids yourself, like with your own team?
Yes.
You build pyramids in Russia so far, and then you're planning on spreading.
That's really so. Of course, I am the person who is not, let's say, interested in experiments on others' health. First of all, we need to learn ourselves how it works. I have visited almost all pyramids all over the world. We have investigated all models, all types of construction of the pyramid. Then we investigated this construction from the point of view of architecture, geometry, mathematics, and when we understood how it works, later, when we got the results of medical experiment, we started to build pyramids which are synthesizing the experience we have found all over the world. So our pyramids are different to any other pyramids on one hand. On the other hand, they contain elements of any pyramids all over the world.
Can you just shortly tell us the main groups of the pyramid? What were they serving for?
First of all, the difference of the pyramid depends on the task. Why? What for this pyramid have been planned and built? And during investigation of any possible materials, any possible ancient texts concerning the pyramid, I have found to a very clear understanding that pyramids in ancient times have been built at least for 12 different purposes, 12 different tasks. Mm-hmm. The tasks number one, it was device for interplanetary intergalactic communication. In ancient texts, it's said very clear. They used pyramids to communicate with gods. And then, in some other texts, it became clear that pyramids have been tuned by a very special way. They tuned geometrically pyramid using the personal biological parameters of one or another man. So if the pyramid, for example, have been built for Pharaoh Khafra in Egypt, but Khafra has his personal, individual biological parameters, this is the reason why the pyramid of Khafra is different to the pyramid of Menkaure. And here we can see that Khafra had been taller than Menkaure, because one pyramid is higher than the other. So, and it's interesting. Even now, I can give almost exact height, how high was Khafra in life.
All right. Can you just briefly mention other purposes of the pyramid? You mentioned it was 12 of them, so one of them was the communication, and what were others?
I will try to give you the most important. So, first, as we already mentioned, this is interplanetary and intergalactic space communication. Next one, next type of the pyramids have been built to read information from past and from the future. Because the pharaohs at that time, they needed any possible information about destiny of their civilization. You know, it's interesting to learn that they were trying not only predict the future of their states, the future of their countries. They tried to see possible versions of development of one or another event. And then they had a choice which way to go. So, having information about past and having information about possible future, and then communicating with parallel dimensions or with extraterrestrial civilization which have been situated very close to us. According to ancient texts, which are describing this situation absolutely clear, this is not the case when I'm fantasizing. Its information is given clear using the astronomical maps. Those civilizations have been situated in our solar system. And what is absolutely astonishing, I would say stunning, they are still here. And they are living on the planet which is right on the on our orbit, on the orbit number 3. This is the orbit of the Earth, but exactly behind the Sun, opposite to us. And this is the reason why we can see them pretty seldom. And I said to myself, is it possible that we have a planet, big planet, behind the Sun, which is settled by people? And I checked ancient texts, and I found exact recordings that this planet is really existing. Also ancient texts are giving exact information how big this planet is, and then I tried to check modern astronomical information, and I found a few scientific records about appearance of this planet from behind the sun. So now we have absolutely full picture of the situation which I have described in my book. So at least 6 different professional astronomers registered this planet for last 300 years.
If you go for expedition to discover more pyramids, how are you able to distinguish a normal hill from a hidden pyramid that's covered with soil and forests, for example? How you recognize that there is actually a hidden pyramid inside?
According to my experience, according to my personal experience, when I was traveling through Mexico, for example, you can see clearly that this is like a valley, and suddenly, boom, very unnatural hill, very unnatural. That's but sometimes, even in the mountains, so many mountains around, I'm looking, first of all, on geometrical shapes first. Then I'm looking if this mountain have flat sides. What is the exact orientation? If it is oriented on the present northern pole or on the former northern pole, it means this mountain is artificial. Then, if I cannot find out this orientation, I go up onto the mountain and I'm trying to check the type of energy. Because if the energy is there, this is the natural energy, you can feel it even by your vibration of your body. And then I say to myself, well, if this is not the pyramid and never been the pyramid, this place and this mountain, at least a worthy place to build a pyramid, because energy here is good enough, very strong enough. So actually, according to ancient texts, Egyptian texts, in ancient times there were 64 pyramids built with using the technology when they made a choice, a mountain or a big hill, and cut the walls, cut the sides of the mountain or hill. 64. So Pyramid of the Sun in Bosnia is one of these very ancient pyramids. When the hill, natural hill, can be cut as the pyramid, and then stone blocks, artificial blocks, have been put on top of the sides. So it is clear.
And has it always had the shape like with 4 walls or?
Not always. Not always. All depends on what is the reason why the pyramids have been built. I have encountered, I saw 4 walls pyramid, I have seen 3 walls pyramid. I have seen 2 walls reflectors, which when you look from one side you can say, oh, this is a pyramid. But when you go from the other side, it's not a pyramid. But 2 walls are very perfectly flat. It means this is the reflector. So this reflector is receiving the energy vortex, the energy is coming and then reflected and moved to some other location. By the way, we have a lot of reflectors, and one of the biggest, one of the most famous reflector on our planet is Kailash Mountain. This is the perfect reflector, which is reflecting energy to the north and to the west.
I have one question about Bosnian pyramids, because nowadays it is very popular in the Czech and Slovak Republic that groups of people go and visit Bosnian pyramids and refer their healing effect. Also, I heard from several attendants of these expeditions that they actually feel repeating urge to go back to these pyramids. And their concern is whether they're couldn't be any risk of developing any kind of addiction to these energies.
First of all, about addiction. You know, if you go to the forest and you feel yourself very good, is it addiction?
I think it's enough. Sufficient. There is like also very special pyramid, Kelps pyramid, and that is so unique from others. It's very well built and it has different shape. So what was this pyramid for?
First of all, I tell you as a professional that this pyramid built not perfectly. And this pyramid had been built, and it's by very special reason. According to ancient texts, this pyramid is kind of a copy of the Atlantean pyramid. And Atlantean pyramid have been built as the center for space communication. And if the pyramid of Atlanteans, if the pyramid of Cheops, this is the central pyramid of the complex for space communication, then this pyramid must have a very special parameters, a very special tune. What kind of main tune this pyramid has? First of all, this pyramid is tuned on the individual, let's call it individual, so-called, if we take a scientific word, organ frequency, self-frequency of the planet Earth in the low level of vibration. So this is kind of a personal, individual fingerprint of the Earth. It is important for one reason. So anybody, everywhere in the universe could easily recognize that these signals have been received from the Earth. Okay? Then the next parameter, the height of the pyramid is tuned on the, let's call it, carrying vibration of the human brain. It means that when Pharaoh or somebody was entering the pyramid and was thinking, kind of sending a mental impulse containing information, the pyramid was getting into the resonance that this mental impulse have been empowered, and then this impulse was put, let's say, put over the wave, energetic wave, which is coming from the planet Earth, and that wave was in a very low frequency of vibration. And we know exactly that low frequency is flying, let's say, moving, and far, far away. It can move to the other end of our galaxy and beyond our galaxy to other galaxies. So what we see? We see that the Cheops pyramid is a pure technical tool. It's a perfect antenna.
And what is the influence of the pyramid on human health?
I would say like this. Main purpose, as we already spoke, this is interplanetary communication and possibility to see or to read the past and the future. But as long as this pyramid is using the energy of the Earth, it's using special geometry which is tuning pyramid as antenna on receiving of special energies, natural energies, as the secondary result, just as effect. This pyramid has a very deep healing effect, correcting effect on the human energetic and physical structure. And within our experiments, which actually have been done in Russia for last 25 years, we came to results, clear scientific results, and there are many protocols about it. That pyramid, first of all, is stimulating immune system. Then pyramid has a very strong and deep anti-cancer effect, which is a very important solution, because nowadays we know that this illness is very actively killing people all over the world, and present science is using different type of medicine which also killing our immune system. So this is the big problem which up to date modern science, modern medicine didn't well solve. But in ancient time they used special tools, and I have found recordings about these tools which they used to step over the border of death. It's interesting. What actually they were trying to solve? What problems? And I have found strict, very clear information. They were fighting against cancer. So then very deep anti-stress effect. activation of blood circulation. But on my opinion, as a professional who knows about pyramids in general much more than the other people, I tell you, pyramids are affecting the aging processes. They are affecting the speed of inner biological time, harmonizing this process in the human body, and this allows to people to live much longer than they lived in normal life without pyramids. And I think these effects, they are so worth enough to start building and using pyramids all over the world.
And is it possible to use this information in our homes or in our lives?
This is exactly what we do. Exactly. First of all, the first and most important result which we have got was that all ancient texts, all ancient wisdom is giving very clear information and understanding that the key moment is the energy of the earth. The energy of the earth, they called our predecessors, they called it Ra. Ra means energy which is giving life. The model, the construction of the pyramid also had a certain level of tuning. That's because pyramid is not just simply a tool for one internal purpose. Pyramid helps to transform the energy of the earth, the energy of Ra, into the range of vibrations acceptable for human organism. Perfect. And this energy then can be used, for example, in exposing water in the pyramid, exposing medicine in the big pyramid, exposing anything you want inside of the pyramid. But beside big pyramid, we can use smaller, much smaller, so-called home office pyramids, which you can install in the corner of your room. I have this pyramid at home where my kids are sleeping and practicing, well, in my daily life, using this pyramid, I see how they work. And I'm the one who is absolutely persuaded, I'm sure, that pyramids are having very deep, very positive effect. And this is the reason why I'm using it in my daily life. And I'm sharing this information with all other people.
Are you cooperating with some other scientists?
Always. It's important because at present time, to understand what pyramid is, how pyramid is working, what principles are embodied, how it is constructed, you need to know mathematics, geometry, astronomy, medicine, architecture. Can you find the person who knows everything? No.
Fair enough. This weekend, there is a seminar of yours going on the topic of self-improvement. What are the attendees of this seminar going to learn?
First of all, I myself have analyzed all modern reachable information about self-perfection process you can find in the books, in different articles, or you can encounter in different esoteric schools. And I came to another important conclusion that this information is not giving what is needed for a real good result. People are spending their lives practicing and the result is almost zero. And I see that beside it, a lot of people are deeply interested in the topic. Moreover, more than that, if this knowledge will be used in the wrong way, in one or another case, it can give an even negative result. And I have found the texts warning which our predecessors, the ancient Egyptian priests, left for us, saying that you should keep in mind that this energy should be, I'm talking about the energy, for example, which people are getting during meditation processes, when they are visiting different power places, And they say, this text says very clearly that this information, this energy which you receive during meditation process must be transformed, must be converted into the range acceptable for your personal organism. Otherwise, this energy will stimulate developing processes. This energy will speed up the internal biological time, and that this will affect the increasement of the speed of development of the cells, of the growing earth, but the increasement of the speed of division of the cells is exactly what we know as cancer. And this is the reason why almost, let's say, 13 years ago, when first I encountered this information in ancient books, and I have translated this information into understandable language, I was shocked, because this information was a very serious warning. I made a lot of phone calls. I asked my friends all over Russia to make a check. What's going on with people who are practicing meditation, developing of their psychic abilities, clairvoyance, and the other, you know, techniques and practices? And the result and answer was shocking. 70% of people who are practicing this self-perfection development, and they were very honestly working then, helping people, they died from cancer in 7 or maximum 10 years. And you see, this is serious, because it means people are coming to esoteric schools for help, for self-development, but they're getting cancer. Then I checked what's going on with the teachers who is teaching people, and the result was also shocking. Like, well-known, worldwide known teachers, Jiddu Krishnamurti, Ramana Maharishi, Vivekananda, Sri Aurobindo, Mira Alfasa, and Saragidatta Maharaj, Wang, a lot of teachers, they all died from cancer. And then, when I found an answer, and actually where there was a mistake, what people should do to have a real positive result, I decided to travel all over the world just sharing this information, because this information is pretty simple. And when I just began my presentation, it starts from one sentence. Everything is very simple, and this simplicity is in our hands. This is just the question of knowledge. If you do everything properly, you get very good results. But if you do something wrong, it may be possible that you can have a negative result. So, and this is the reason why I'm sharing information.
And what is the main prevention from developing cancer, or what is the main tool when we practicing meditation, what we should do as well to prevent us from developing cancer?
Answer is very clear. Very, very clear. Ancient text says, to have a positive result, to have an energy which will develop in yourself all this ability, should be synchronized with the energy of Ra, with the energy of the earth. These texts, they are explaining that this world is constructed by a very special way. This text says that there is a principle, cosmic principle, and this cosmic principle is called anthropic similarity. It means that this world is constructed exactly like human body. So if human body have physical body, the planet Earth also has a physical body, then we know that we have energetical bodies. And our body also have 7 energetic bodies. And here is the first key. The ancient text says, mistake is that when you develop yourself, your energetical bodies are coming into the resonance with energetical bodies of the Earth. And it's a normal approach when during first practices, developing, for example, sensitivity. We are going along this way, like from first class, then second class or second level, then third level, and we are doing it like this. And mistake is that all these levels, like first energetical body, the second energetical body, and the third energetical body should of the planet Earth should be synchronized with the first energetical body, second and the third of the human being, not one by one, but simultaneously as one unit. And then you will step over the border of death. And for this particular result, they used tools. The first tool, very simple tool, they called the Wands of Horus. The Horus, that was a representation of the god of the harmony. So that was the tool which was harmonizing or synchronizing first three energetical bodies of the human being with the first three energetical bodies of the Earth. And then the next, much more serious tool is the pyramid. And the pyramid have been synchronizing all seven energetical bodies with all seven energetical bodies of the Earth. These seven energetical bodies, which we know from Eastern tradition, actually they have projections in the human body. I'm talking about organs of endocrine system. So, and here we see first that ancient priests, they knew exactly construction of the human body. Then they knew exactly how energetical aspects of our body are connected with physical organs, how one is affecting the other. And they knew much more than we know today. And this is a very important possibility in case when we can take this information and use this information for our present life. Here is nothing special. Here is nothing difficult, nothing complicated. This is just the question of knowledge. And thanks to God that we have been able to find these records. We have translated these records. We have published books about it in Russian, in English language. And this book can be found in internet and downloaded for free. Learn this information. People can see even ancient texts and the translation, and to make their own vision, their own decision, is it okay for people or not? But as long as I know, for the last 13 years, all people understand it and they see it clearly, that this is the tools, pretty simple tools, but very effective tools, which can be used as the preventing tool against cancer.
Coming back to the seminar this weekend, can you tell us a bit more about the structure of the seminar? What is the topics that people are going to learn?
Well, I am engaged in the pyramid topic and the other topics for more than 30 years. And I have a lot of different information on different levels. But first of all, before I come, I ask, what do you like to know? And people say, okay, we would like to know about the pyramids. What would you like to know about pyramids? From the beginning, or you are already informed, so I can bring and explain some important aspects for people who are interested in. So actually, for today, we know enough to show up when the pyramids appeared first on the planet Earth, who gave the knowledge. And from the ancient texts, it is clear that this knowledge has been received as the whole unit, very long ago, from civilization of a very high level of development. This information has been received in a pure scientific form, and if we filter out today this information, which is for sure a little bit, it's broken into pieces for today, many thousand years past, a lot of negative effects took place on our planet Earth, for example, in connection with asteroid impacts and so on and so on. And All this difference of the pyramids, like Egyptian pyramids, they have one type, one construction. Mayan pyramids, another construction. Chinese pyramid, another. Sumerian pyramids, another construction. This is just the broken pieces of ever one unit of the knowledge. What we did, we just filter out, put it together, looked on this knowledge from the point of view of the present science, and we saw everything is described by one and the same scientific language. So we can not only understand how it works, we can repeat the test. We can get one and the same repeated result. So from the point of view of our present understanding, this is exactly what we need. And this is not like mystical explanation which is describing the location in the universe by strange or around religious words. No, information is given exactly like we would do today. That this is the fourth planet revolving around the sun, and we have a map where we can see the sun, where we can see the earth, where we can... Come on, this is more than enough. What they give? They give, for example, the height, the equatorial diameter of Mars and equatorial diameter of the Earth, exactly as we know it for today, and they show. This is the two planets. So, if it would be described, let's say, on the Martian language, we would never understand it. But if it's given in the language, universal language of geometry, which we are using today, we can very clearly understand what stands behind.
Now I'm going to improvise a bit, because I actually don't know if there has been any form of life discovered on Mars, but in my opinion, there is like nothing on Mars at the moment. So where has this civilization disappeared?
First of all, ancient texts contain information about a terrible catastrophic event which took place in our solar system. This event took place approximately 14,000 years ago, approximately. From ancient scriptures, we can clearly see and mathematically verified information that one of the terrible Earth asteroid impact took place 13,670 years ago. It is written in the text. And from the text, we can see what happened with Earth. It was a flood, huge flood. It was terrible. There was terrible earthquakes. The axis of rotation have been changed. And then the most terrible result is that the Earth lost its orbit. And previous one-year cycle was 360 days. Now we have 365. So we moved away from the sun 5 days of light. That's why the climate was changed. This text says also that one big planet has been destroyed in the solar system, and we know the belt of asteroids, we have it. And it's also contain information that Mars was attacked also by asteroids. So, and those who lived on Mars and those who survived on this planet, which in ancient, for example, Sumerian texts called Tiamat, they moved on the big planet behind the sun. And even in Sumerian text, you can find information that how this big planet, which is called Marduk, how this planet was moved into our solar system by someone and installed on our orbit behind the sun. Then this text contains information that right after this terrible asteroid impact, which I call... Just I'm giving the name of the place where this asteroid was. They hit the land in the Atlantic Ocean. So after this asteroid impact, when Earth lost its orbit, someone also moved the moon to the Earth, moved the moon into the magnetic field of the Earth, increased the mass of the Earth by this way and stabilized the planet place on the orbit which we have today. And in this ancient text also there is an information that less or approximately 4,000 years ago, exactly 3,113 years BC, Venus appeared in the sky. Before there was no Venus. Interesting. So it means somebody was reconstructing the solar system. And the last event, last attempt, last moment when which resulted in stabilization of solar system was appearance of the Venus. So 4,000 years ago, Venus didn't exist. It's interesting.
And where today's UFO who come to visit our pyramids and other places, where do they come from?
First of all, those who lived on Mars and Tiamat, they moved on the planet behind the sun. This is the first. They are there now. And I think within the first maybe no more than 10 years, we will learn a lot about them and we will see them. Then, UFOs are representative of different civilizations. And according to ideas we have found in ancient texts, our planet Earth has a very special construction. And it has a multiple dimensional system and construction. And right close to us, in the parallel dimension, on the planet Earth, they are living civilization of much higher development than we are. But what is important, this is the Earth civilization. If you ask them who they are, they will answer, we are Earthlings. So we are living in a very, very close relationship with those who are living in the parallel dimension. Up till today, this is our problem. Why we know nothing about them, or always just few information. But they see us, they appear here, they fly over us. And many people, I think all people, can very, very easily register their presence. What people can do? Just take a good photo camera, put it on the legs, and start to, for example, to film one or another mountain. Just film it continuously for one light day. And then take this file, put it in your computer, and slow down the speed of the film 4 times. I think you will see a lot of UFOs. A lot.
All right.
And it's going to be your discovery, and then you will see how active they are on our planet.
What is the most common form they appear in? Is a light ball or
different forms, different civilization, different level of development, different forms because of the different tasks. It depends how they fly. If they are flying from far, far away, it's going to be ball of light. This is UFOs, saucer-like UFO, which has a plasma shield around to go through the time corridors. If this UFO is from parallel dimension, this is just saucer-shaped UFO. Mm-hmm. You can see it very clearly.
And can you tell us about some of your personal, most interesting encounters with UFO?
Well, let's say like this, that for this 30 years of work, an investigation, I have been lucky to see UFOs. And for me, this is not a mystery, this is not a fantasy. I know they do exist, and I also understand clearly that they are not gods. They are just normally well-developed people who has their own interests. Mostly they have a scientific interests. They are flying all over our galaxy, trying to learn more, for example, about the planet Earth, just as the information to predict what can happen on their planets in the future. Everything is understandable. They are very peaceful, very, very peaceful. And sometimes you can encounter a lot of information that there is a fight, black power, black civilization are fighting with the civilization of light. Well, I would say they have the difference of opinion, for example, on development of our civilization. But the war between them, this is the event which takes place very seldom. Because the higher civilization is, the deeper they understand that all people all over our universe, they are different. But all of them, they have one in the same genetic. And even ancient text says that long ago, very long ago, someone who embodied in himself the laws of time and space, male and female beginning, created enormous amount of his own projections according to his own genetic code. And it means that we are sitting with you right away now. We are talking together with you, sharing information. And through your eyes, God is looking on me. Then tell me, how can I lie you? How can I kick your nose? Because the same God is looking through my eyes onto you. And if I understand that all this endless universe are kids of one, why should we fight? This is the most stupid thing we can ever imagine. We created to help each other, to support each other, because God, this endless God, is also developing. He is self-perfecting himself. And on this way, he is self-perfecting himself through people. And it means that life of human being is so valuable. This is a small cell of the God. So if you understand it, why should we fight?
It's amazing, and it's exactly how it is. I wanted to ask about an experiment that I read of on internet, that there was some pyramid on the roof of the very tall house in Petrohrad built, and that it didn't work out very well. What was the reason and what was the fix for it?
No, I think if you have found this material, that was my article. And that was the pyramid which I actually worked with. It happened a few years ago when I have been invited by the friend of the friend of mine. And this person, he bought like a flat right under the roof. It was a very interesting place, more than 200 square meters, with a pyramid on top. And that was the glass pyramid, pretty simple, which have been used as the place where the construction company put a logo of their own company. It was just foundation for the logo.
Oh, so the pyramid was already there when your friend bought the house?
Yes, that was already there. So, and when they started to construct a flat and the rooms and so on, workers noticed that they feel themselves inside very badly. And I was invited to see and to give an answer, what's going on there? And that was a very interesting experience, because that was the high multiple story building, 16 stores. And that building was about 15 or 16 years old. And all people who were living in this section, on these 16 floors, under the pyramids, they were living a normal, understandable life, sometimes fighting with each other, sometimes arguing with each other. And all this negative psycho-emotional energy was, you know, like moving up, and the pyramid, as the perfect accumulator, have been, you know, getting this energy and keeping this energy in your body. And that was the reason why people felt themselves not good. And I tell you that all pyramids which are made of glass, metallic or wooden frame, they play the role not generators, they are accumulators. And what actually I did, I created a special system to neutralize this negative potential. We just move this negative energy out from this building, and then with the help of water we washed out this negative potential. And then later it was quite good and very well to live there. Mm-hmm. This is just very interesting project which I have described, because that technology is helping and giving knowledge how to neutralize the negative energy on one or another spot.
In my understanding, what I just heard is that you removed the accumulated negative energy from the pyramid and then it was okay.
Yes.
But as you said, there were 15 or 16 floors of people living underneath mm-hmm. with their normal, ordinary lives mm-hmm. and normal, ordinary negative emotions still radiating. So didn't it happen that after some time it happened again?
Thank you for this answer. You know, you are very clever. This is the reason why we built exactly the type of system which is removing this energy constantly. That's important aspect, because this energy is generated daily. You are right. And this energy is moving up daily. And what we need is to remove this energy daily. On one hand, this technology will be washing out this negative potential daily. On the other hand, this pyramid will not be able to increase not only a negative potential, this pyramid will be not able to increase even a positive potential. But as long as pyramid by itself have this amount of positive energy, let's keep it like this without negative proportion, negative aspect, and that's already great.
What is the tools or ways how can we remove these negative emotions and energies from us?
First of all, we can do it. First of all. And there is a technology how to do it. Up till today, people know nothing about it. We as a professional in our topic, spending many years investigating this technology, paleo, ancient technology, we know how. And actually, we're already releasing this technology in our present life, in our daily life. And it will open up for us very positive possibilities. First of all of the people really are living in very unfavorable energetic environment, unfortunately. Because all the buildings we are living in, mostly, they have been built without this knowledge. And I think 95%, maybe 99% of people know. Even when you get up early in the morning and you feel yourself more or less good, you drink your coffee, you came to your office, and at 10 o'clock in the morning you are already sleeping. You have not enough energy. This is the critical moment. So we also made an interesting test. We built in Russia, right in the middle of the city, a spa, and it was built exactly to the same principles which have been used during construction of the ancient temple and the pyramids. And what we have noticed, even on the level of construction, workers who have been working, building this spa, late evening, they felt themselves much better than in the morning. Our problems in our business, in our health, in our daily communication with each other, our memory is a lack of energy. Just simply lack of energy, and then another problem, quality of energy. And thanks to ancients, thanks to our predecessors, which left for us a lot of useful information how, first of all, change the sign, change the quality of the energy, how to remove negative energy, how to increase positive potential inside of the local room, how to build a house with a source of energy. Now we know how to do it. And the question is just how many people know about it? Is this information spread all over the world? And do you realize that you can take this information and use it for your normal life, for your daily purposes? So we have an answer. That's why I say I like my work because I understand that what I'm doing, I'm giving people, and this will help. It's like Egyptian instruments, like this wands of Horus, or these special insoles which ancient pharaohs and priests they use. These insoles with copper and zinc in dirt. When we create it, when we repeat it, when we made a replica of this instrument and use it for our daily life, and we checked it during medical experiments, we saw wonderful results. And I understand many years will come and people of our civilization, they will tell us, thanks. Thanks, Valerie. Thanks, your team, that you did it. Because this is very, very helpful information and tools.
So is it that it is much more important in which environment you live than what you actually do? So you can be meditating and purifying yourself and eating healthily, but if you live in a building that's accumulating negative energy, it's useless.
Sure, sure. It's clear for us that if you are living in unfavorable, in a bad energetic condition, you cannot live normally. You cannot work normally. You cannot act, you cannot think, you can do nothing. More than that, as a result, you get cancer. Oh my gosh. So, and quite opposite, if everything is done well, you even in the evening will be sleeping much, much deeper, shorter and deeper. Actually, I'm like you, I'm working a lot. I'm moving all over the world. I'm sleeping just 4 hours. For normal people, it's not enough. And I know that if I take the wands in my hands, or I put insoles in my socks, and I sleep with wands, and I sleep with insoles, 4 hours is more than enough. Because in 4 hours, I get up myself, and I feel absolutely refreshed. Absolutely. And, you know, I feel I have no problems, let's say like this. My head is working, my brains are working, my kids do not get cold. They're very clever. My daughter, she's 7 years old. She's already speaking 2 English languages pretty fluent. I never taught her. She was just watching cartoons, for example, in English language. And she starts to speak fluent English language. I see how this energy is affecting. This energy is stimulating. This energy is, how to say, your memory became much more clear, much more better. I see so many positive results. I understand that what we need is just to start using it.
So is it that those tools that you described, those wands and the others, I suppose that we can find them somewhere on your website,
yes,
so that we can order them. So you say that these tools by themselves can neutralize any kind of negative environment.
First of all, as for the tools, these tools are correcting deviation from the health norm. That's first of all. And it works on the level of stabilization and slowing down the aging processes. This mechanism is very clearly described in my book, which people can download for free, no problem. But when we're talking about flats, about our homes, this is the other type of devices, which usually are installed in the floor, in the walls, or in the ceilings, or all over, in all 4 places. And that helps to create the building which is working as a pyramid. So you go inside of this flat, you see just normal flat. But I did the same at home, at my own home, and all of my friends which are coming to me as a guest, they all reported that they like this home because in this home they feel peace. They feel very positively. Even the cats and the dogs which are coming with them, they just lay exactly where this system are installed, and they feel themselves very, very comfortable. And they became so peaceful. This is, you know, it's very funny to see how everything is working.
So, as normal, ordinary people living in big cities and living, for example, in an estate, in normal flat, we can actually change by using tools of yours, we can change our home into a pyramid, right?
Yeah, actually, at least we can change the flat, the place where we live. In general, we already made a few projects. When we built from the beginning, we built like a home, normal looking home, but energetically, this is a pyramid. And energy inside, like a pyramid, you know, it's quite different energetical environment. In the morning, you get up, your brains are clean. You are absolutely restored. And in the evening, you feel yourself as if it is morning, you know. You go to bed and you sleep very deeply, very shortly. You live a normal life. You live very, and you feel very harmony, very deep harmony inside. Anything you do works out. So what else we need for our normal, good life?
Now it's just a funny question coming to my mind, mm-hmm. because you mentioned that you tried with your team to build up a group of pyramids mm-hmm. somewhere, and that the UFO immediately arrived.
Immediately.
So if we change our homes into a pyramid, what is the possibility of UFO coming to our home and residing in the corners?
Let's say this. I'm sure that UFO will never come into your flat, because this is the tools of a very highly developed civilization. And UFO in your flat, no. But I'm sure that you will feel the presence of other types of energies. People report this, they start feeling the presence of different kind of natural spirits. Some of the people report that they feel kind of a help, energetical help, attendance from the spirit. And if you have one or another family, they have, for example, a cat. It's interesting how this cat is reacting. This cat sees that somebody is here, something like energetic presence, and they start to communicate. There is no a case when they are trying to fight with someone or they are against someone. No. These animals, they feel themselves very peacefully, but you can see that they are communicating with some kind of energy. And if you take just an account, and all ancient text says this energy is a kind of a natural spirit. This is your something which connects you with your higher I am. I tell you that this changes your condition, this changes your life, and well, it opens up the door quite new horizon of communication with this world. And for me, for example, for me, it's what is most important, that my relationships with my family, with my kids, became much more harmonic than it was before. For me it's important. Also I noticed that in this environment, inside of this environment, anything what I would like to give to my kids, to teach, they accept easy and deeply. I do not need to persuade them. I do not need to repeat the lesson 10 or 20 or 30 times. No. One time is more than enough. Their brains, their personality is accepting, and what is important, they feel good, they feel pleasure when they are learning. This is what we need. This is the perfect result. Because when one or another kid, one another child is learning, for example, English, and experience pleasure, it means this person will be talking perfect English and will be talking perfectly English and with pleasure. This is important.
I have two more questions. What is your current project? What are you working on right now?
Now we are building the complex of the pyramid. We started to build it in 2011. There was an interesting prehistory. Exactly on 2000. 11, I was visited by a businessman from Tomsk, from the middle of Russia. He found me, he said that he found my website and he read my book. And he said, listen, I'm from Tomsk. There are around a million people living there. And among this million people, there are at least from 200 up to sometimes 400,000 students. And he said, Valery, according to your knowledge, according to technologies you have, is it possible to build, to create something, to stimulate their creative abilities? I would be very, very happy to help the students. I said, you know, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And now we built already 13 pyramids, and next year we start to build the city for 8,000 people, with the schools, with the kindergartens, yes, with the business centers, for 8,000 people around the pyramid complex.
Mm-hmm. And where is it situated?
It's situated 15 minutes to drive from Tomsk city.
Oh,
it's exactly
right.
Middle of Siberia, exactly middle of Russia.
Oh,
it's like a heart of Russia.
Thank you very much. And I have one more bonus question, because I made an interview yesterday with your wife about the Cosmic Baby project. Mm-hmm. And there was one question which she wanted to hear your answer as well. I asked her whether she ever encountered with an opinion that creating these methods and counting the exact dates for starting a baby, if it couldn't be perceived as interfering with God's will.
We know exactly that if you do something artificially, it will always have a negative result. This is the first. Then, if something can be done, something positive can be done, it will happen positive only because this is prescribed by genetic, not only a human being, because human being has the same genetic code as the God. Here I tell you one important sentence, I'll give you some important ideas. I am an investigator, and once when I was asked, Valery, do you believe in God? It was the big TV program on Russian TV. And it was, you know, like question, hey, Valery, do you really believe in God? I said, listen, to tell you the truth, I do not believe in God, because I'm sure that he exists. And I have so many proofs for this, scientific proofs, that unfortunately we have no enough time to speak about it. It's going to be another program. If you want it, let's do it. Then, investigating any possible information, any acceptable information about any UFO case connected with contacts of extraterrestrials with the people, their conversation with the people, what they are asking people, what they were interested in, and so on and so on and so on, I came to a very interesting conclusion. Those whom we know as a highly developed extraterrestrial civilization, they are searching for God. And was the strange answer. I said, how it is possible that highly developed civilization is looking for God? And answer was very interesting. Each person is the small seed of Creator. And this small seed has a trace of a history how God was developing himself. Having possibility to contact with a person, highly developed civilization, they are trying to get information from your past, from what's going on with you now. They're trying to get information about the future to understand and to see which way to go exactly. I'm talking about the way prescribed by genetic of the God. And what we are talking with you now, this is exactly what he wants from us. And if ancient text says, if you want to develop properly and harmonically, do not kill each other. Help each other. Communicate with nature. Recreate negative energetic environment into positive energetic environment. We turn back to natural sources of energy, and you will experience inner harmony, and you will hear my voice, the voice of nature, the voice of our inner spirit, which we call the God. So what actually we are doing, this is not against, it's not artificial, no, it's quite and absolutely opposite. This is natural way of cognition, which actually also described as it is in all, for example, Christian scriptures. Because if you won't be reading just the Bible, just read more books, books which have been written before, the scriptures which have been later the baseline for the Bible, and you will see that these texts are talking exactly about importance of the knowledge, that knowledge, this is the key moment for understanding of the God.
All right, I would talk 3 or 4 more hours, but you need some time to get rested before your seminar, so thank you very much.
I'm
pleased that I could have this interesting interview with you. So thank you very much, and good luck in your work, because what you do, it's amazing, and your message is just exactly what we need now, right now.
Thank you. Thank you for this chance to talk with those who are listening to us now. And I would be very happy if people would accept this knowledge, use this knowledge for their daily life, for their kids, for their countries, for the reason to unite our civilization back together. As we lived 600-700 years ago, we have been living as one big empire on our planet. It was Great Tartaria. And if you look on the huge map, huge ancient map, you can see that Northern Africa, all Europe, you know, Russia, China, India, Mongolia, that was the huge one Slavic empire. It's a good idea to come back again.
And unify ourselves.
Tak, jak jste měli možnost slyšet, tento rozhovor s Valery Uvarovem byl tedy v anglickém znění, a proto vítáme, když se nám někdo nabídne z vážených posluchačů, posluchaček, s tím, že by to aspoň hodilo do textové formy. Ono stačí úplně v angličtině, jestli se vám to nechce překládat, stačilo by do angličtiny v textové formě. A zbytek už bychom když tak dodělali, a samozřejmě aktivitě a ochotě pomáhat a šířit tyto myšlenky se meze žádné nekladou. Takže to byla vlastně začínající naše spolupracovnice Karolína Kočí a Valery Uvarov. A já vám tady ještě k tomu něco vlastně přečtu ohledně Valery Uvarova. Toto předcházelo, tento rozhovor, semináři tajemství sebe, nebo tajemství, ano, sebezdokonalování. Jak se tedy dostat do rezonance s univerzálním zdrojem energie? O tom, jak biologické a energetické cykly lidské bytosti, také tam bylo téma správný a účinný způsob, jak obnovit bioenergetické rytmy organismu. Také, jak tedy účinně očistit svoje tělo od zplodin a negativních energií. Jak šetřit, sbírat a shromažďovat energii pro zdravotní a duchovní transformaci. Jak vypočítat individuální, tedy roční, bioenergetický cyklus daného člověka. A také jste se tam mohli dozvědět, jak tedy dát život silnému a zdravému dítěti se skvělými mentálními a duchovními schopnostmi. Hlavními tedy příčinami problémů v našem životě je nedostatek energie a ignorování bioenergetických cyklů lidské bytosti, země, samozřejmě myšleno planety Země, a vesmíru vůbec. Tento seminář tedy přinesl pochopení a znalosti o tom, jak změnit kvalitu života, jak správně rozvíjet svoje energetické a psychologické schopnosti, jak napravovat odchylky od normy zdraví a jak dát život dítěti se skvělými mentálními a duchovními schopnostmi. Samozřejmě, že jste se tam mohli dozvědět i o horových žezlech, které Valery Uvarov také sebou vozí a jsou k dostání a na prodej, také o těch rezonančních vložkách do obuvy. Takže všechno tam máte a stačí našasvetelná.sk studovat a když tak si odbírat nějaký ten bulletin přes e-mail a zase se dozvíte více a více. Tak, to je asi za nás všechno. Děkujeme za pozornost a zase někdy naslyšenou.